Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you've been keeping an eye on the real estate market, well, you know things have really been shaken up lately. Today, we're really going to dig into how the established players, you know, the real estate agents, are actually dealing with these big shifts. Specifically, those new commission rules that seem to be changing, well, almost everything.
And that's such a key point, isn't it? Understanding how systems adapt, especially when new rules suddenly appear in these high-stakes industries. I mean, there's so much on the line for the professionals, sure, but also for everyday people. What's really interesting from our source material is that it clearly states this adaptation is happening now. It's not really a question of if anymore. It's all about how agents are, you know, redefining their value, what they bring to the table, especially with these new commission structures like the ones coming out of those recent court rulings. It points to a pretty major overhaul, really, in how an industry that's done things a certain way for a long time operates.
Absolutely. And it feels even bigger in real estate just because of the scale of it and how personal it is for people buying or selling homes. The specific takeaway we're looking at from our sources is super clear. Real estate agents adapt to new commission rules. Simple phrase, huge implications. We're talking about the ripple effects from, say, the NAR settlement and how agents are apparently already rethinking everything. Client contracts, how they charge for their work. It really hints at a massive industry shift packed into that one sentence, doesn't it?
It really does. And when you unpack what that means, this adaptation, it isn't just like individual agents making a few minor changes here and there. It suggests something more systemic is going on. New strategies being developed across the board. We're seeing things like agents embracing new tech faster, maybe AI for finding leads, making things more efficient, or even, you know, potentially new kinds of roles emerging, like maybe dedicated buyer's agents who work on a flat fee or per service basis. It just goes to show how resilient these professions can be, and maybe surprisingly flexible too, even after decades of doing things one way.
Right. So, okay, if we look at how they're adapting right now, what's the immediate sort of tangible change that the sources are pointing to? It almost feels like someone changed the rules of chess halfway through the game.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly the pawns move sideways. How are agents actually playing this new game? And maybe more importantly, what does all this adapting mean for you if you're out there trying to buy or sell a property?
Well, looking at the bigger picture, this kind of adaptation really matters because it fundamentally changes how deals might get done in the future. It could impact everything, pricing transparency, maybe negotiation leverage, the actual role the agent plays. It's really about making sure the market itself can continue to work effectively, even when the core mechanics, like how agents get paid, are being fundamentally rewritten. This kind of ongoing adaptation, this flexibility, it's crucial for any industry to stay healthy and dynamic, but maybe especially one like real estate that touches so many lives.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of leaves us and you with a pretty big question to think about. What does this constant process of adaptation, which we're seeing unfold right now in real estate, but really happens everywhere, what does it mean for the future of these professions? How much can these established ways of doing things bend before they essentially become something completely new? We're watching it happen in real time, and frankly, it's pretty fascinating to see where it all goes.